Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my incredibly helpful, technologically savvy co-host, Donna Lee.
You know, you sound very smooth and silky today. I'm going to give you a compliment, even though you're trying hard to insult me on the lowdown.
No insults.
When you say technologically savvy, I think we both know what you're inferring.
I mean, sometimes you don't press the right buttons.
The button is hard sometimes to hit the start.
I'm a board-certified urologist. This is a men's button. Health show. And my octave just went a little lower because you complimented my voice today.
You sound so sexy.
Dr. Mystery is my real name, although I've been accused of it being gimmicky and somehow not real.
That's right. It's M-I-S-T-R-Y.
Still to this day, people are like, I didn't know it was you. I'm like, you've been my patient for like 7 years. Are you sure?
You haven't heard me once talk to you. Somebody called you Dr. Ministry last week on the phone.
And Dr. Misery, I get a lot.
Misery, which is weird.
Just my own employees, ironically.
Yeah. Wonder why.
This is a men's health show. The show is brought to you by the urology practice started in 2007, NAU Urology Specialist. We have offices all throughout Austin and are ready and willing to see you for either a primary appointment or a second opinion. Donna, where are our offices and how do people get a hold of us?
We are conveniently located in Round Rock, North Austin by Lakeline Mall, South Austin on South Congress, and Dripping Springs right by the high school where those turkeys are parking in our parking lot. Anyway, our website's Armour.
The turkeys can drive cars. In Dripping Springs? Turkeys. What kind of place is this?
They're very educated turkeys out of Dripping Springs. Our website is armormenshealth.com, where you can check out our addresses from there as well and send us your questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. And we're just happy to treat you all over Central Texas.
So, Donna, when I went into private practice, I thought I wouldn't get to teach students again. Mm-hmm. But that's not what happened. When Texas A&M opened up a campus here in Round Rock, I was able to start teaching students again. And
love some teaching.
I do. And then finally, after kind of lots of convincing, they were able to add a very nice, robust section on female sexual dysfunction for the education of these young, budding future doctors.
Right.
And I get to give that lecture here in mid-November.
Okay. Well, that's nice. It's picking back up because it was on hold for a while.
That's right.
With COVID.
That's right.
Are you going to have that fun sex model thing you had before? Or was that a guy?
That was a guy.
Oh, okay.
Interestingly, a lot of people out there would wonder why would a urologist, somebody who you kind of associate with men's health, treat women with sexual dysfunction or sexual problems?
Right.
And the way I teach it to the medical students and the way I try to teach people in general is that there's a lot of homologues or a lot of similarities between what makes a man tick sexually and what makes a woman tick sexually.
Mm-hmm.
There's differences. There can be a lot more psychosocial, religious, other kind of things that can affect women's sexual functioning. But anatomically and physiologically, the body parts are the same.
Just a little innie-outie discrepancy.
A little innie-outie exit, you know. And so the aspect of desire, the aspect of arousal, the aspect of orgasm, and the aspect of pain can have some very similar underpinnings both in men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, our OB-GYN colleagues, which we think are like the vagina experts.
Right.
They often don't get a lot of education when it comes to sexual functioning.
Right. And so they'll send patients to you or our other providers.
That's right.
People don't know that.
We have, very fortunately, a team-based approach when it comes to treating women with sexual difficulties or complaints. The most common complaint women will have is a lack of sexual desire, something we talk about all the time, just amongst our hosts.
Just amongst me.
Just the hosts. So
just me.
Sexual desire is reported, a distressing loss of sexual desire can be reported in between 12 and 18% of women over the age of 18. There can be a significant correlation to hormonal status. So kind of we've come to expect in our society that as women get older, sexual desire goes down. But it's not necessarily something that everyone has to accept, especially if for the relationship or for the woman, it's causing some degree of distress.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it hit home a little too hard, but thank you.
And then there's issues with arousal. So in men, we know what arousal is. Arousal is getting an erection.
Right.
But in a woman, the physiologic thing, what's going on in the body, is very similar. Increased blood flow to the area causes increased lubrication, causing clitoral engorgement. Now, although on this show, we often talk about, you know, weenies and beanies.
Weenies and beanies. And that's what we were calling them now.
I don't know.
Yum yums and dinglings.
Yum yums and dinglings. And so, and somehow we've made that kind of normalized. Even now, when we talk about the same kind of physiologic things in a woman, we kind of like cringe a little bit about what the response is going to be. But the,
right.
But what's happening physically is the same. Believe it or not, the same things that can cause ED in a man, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, certain types of medications, they can all cause sexual dysfunction in a woman too. So thinking of men and women as completely different objects when it comes to sexual functioning is what ends up limiting a lot of our ability to treat. So we have a sex therapist here because there can be a lot of psychological underpinnings to what's going on. We have pelvic floor physical therapy because although the number one complaint women have is low sexual desire, the most common reason they end up in the doctor's office is because of sexual pain.
It sounds terrible.
Because in some ways you kind of think that maybe my low sexual desire has to do with he doesn't pick up his socks.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't do a damn dish.
In the laundry.
Not one.
Folding the towels. It's the biggest turn on in Donna's house.
You can see a little insights into my life.
Is folding
I do get
towels.
A little clitoral engorgement when I see a new Louis Vuitton purse. Is that a correlation? Is that a thing?
That's terrible.
I think that's a thing.
That's terrible.
Listen up, Michael.
And so when we approach a woman who comes to us with sexual issues, we look at those four domains, arousal, desire, pain, and orgasm, and try to find ways to improve each of those aspects. Just similarly, when a man comes to us with erectile dysfunction, we want to make sure that he's not having curvature, an anatomic issue like Peyronie's disease. We want to make sure that your hormones are normal. We want to make sure that your orgasm and your blood flow is all normal. And that's kind of the stepwise approach we take to men. And we take that similar stepwise approach to women. Mm-hmm. And there's actually, Donna, two FDA-approved drugs.
For women?
For women, sexual desire.
I heard. I may or may not have tried them. No, I have not tried them yet, but I should. I should as an experiment for the show.
Well, one of them is called Addy, or also known as flibanserin. It's a daily medicine taken that improves sexual desire in women. It has been around on the market for about 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you would have thought that if there was a pill that would have, like, turned women on, that it would be everywhere and used, you know,
right.
Everywhere.
Just like gumball machines. Yeah, all of the restaurants.
And so, but it really does take the woman to like proactively go and seek for this kind of care from their physician. Mm-hmm. It's usually assigned by a OB-GYN or a urologist. When it first came out, there were all these limitations on who could prescribe it. So that's why a lot of doctors just kind of got out of the habit of doing it.
Right. And you weren't supposed to be able to drink alcohol, but now you can.
There were all these limitations on it that later proved not to be important. So if you're out there and you have what we call hypoactive sexual desire disorder or a decrease in your desire to initiate sexual activity, and you're distressed by it, it's causing you distress, it's causing your marital distress, then coming in to get a quick physical exam, getting your labs checked, and getting started on a medicine like this might be something that works in your benefit.
What's the other one?
The other one's called Vyleesi.
Oh, that's right.
This one sounds a little bit more intense. It's an injection, but it's an injection you take prior to when you think you're going to have sex. Now, I don't know if a lot of it's placebo. You know,
it is just a little because, sugar water,
right? If I could convince my wife to take an injection an hour before sex, I'm probably gonna get lucky.
she's already gone through so much.
We should just make it 10 jumping jacks, right? See what happens too. Well, you already did your jumping jacks, honey.
The rep we had before said that she took the injection, as did her husband, which is off label, but she said they did it like bunny rabbits that night. And then I told one of our providers and she's like, well, that's not exactly how it works.
Bunny rabbits.
Yes, she said
turkeys
they hadn't
had driving.
Sex.
What's going on here?
It's a day. I'm telling you, we got turkeys and
I've never
sexual
seen bunny
bunnies.
Rabbits have sex, so I'm assuming that's a good thing. But if you're out there and you haven't been able to find any relief for this often not discussed topic, and if you didn't know where you should go to get treatment, Mm-hmm. Then our office is a place in which we have a lot of experience dealing with FSD. We have tools.
Female sexual dysfunction.
We have the therapists. We have the pelvic floor physical therapists. We have knowledge of the medications. Mm-hmm. We've been a research site for these types of studies in the past. Mm-hmm. We have some amazing providers, and we'd love to take care
of
you.
We also have female providers for those of you who are out there who want to see a female, if you're a female.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So your comfort is, a very important part of how we achieve great results. Donna, how do people make an appointment with us and get their issues dealt with?
You can learn more about this particular topic by calling us during the week at 512-238-0762. If you have particular podcast or radio segment questions, please ask for me, Donna Lee. Our website is armormenshealth.com, and you can send your questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com and listen to our podcast wherever you listen to free and fabulous podcasts. Thanks, Dr. Mystery.
The Armor Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.